So I was with friends in Vegas over the weekend, Kelly, having an amazing time. It was warm conditions, watching football at a pool, having a great time, few drinks in me, did a great jump in the pool.
Okay.
Didn't realize my phone was in my pocket.
Oh.
Realized seconds later.
Yeah. Was it that moment where you went, and like immediately
start grabbing your shorts, sheer panic, like that.
And by the time you pulled your phone out of the water,
there was this green line all the way through it. I'm like, oh, that doesn't look good, but at least it works. I thought these iPhones were water resistant or waterproof. I don't know. They're not. No.
No.
And someone said, okay, this will be okay. Let's just turn the phone off. It never turned back on.
And it's not like back in the day where like you would get it wet and you'd throw it in a bowl of rice.
No, didn't have any rice available. Phones never turned back on. For 2 days, I couldn't get a new one because it was over the weekend and I was out of town. I didn't know how reliant I was on my phone. I was in complete panic. No one could contact me. I couldn't contact anyone back. I didn't have access to any social media. I didn't have access to any work emails. I still haven't checked work emails. I didn't have access to bank accounts because I do all pay on Apple Pay these days. I'm completely reliant on my phone. I went through 2 days of hell. And then the whole time I'm thinking, Guy, you're an idiot. When are you going to be 38 years old and get your life together? That's what was going through my head.
I mean, here's a silver lining. You were in Vegas. Bad things could happen in Vegas. At least you had no evidence of anything because you didn't have your phone to take pictures.
That's the one good thing I actually thought of. Look, you're finding a silver lining.
No
today.
Pictures, no drunk calls, no drunk texts. See?
Sometimes if I've had a few drinks, you know, I can think I'm invincible and start writing stuff that the
you
next
shouldn't.
Day you might not think is invincible.
You didn't have any anxiety in Vegas.
None of that. Nothing was posted. Still haven't been on my social media since like a bunch of days ago or seen anything. I did get a new phone yesterday. Now I don't remember my passwords to anything and it's all a disaster.
But I think jumping in the phone is probably, or jumping in the pool is probably one of the most common, along with, I remember back in the day, and I still do it. You think I would learn. I keep my phone in my back pocket. When you go to the restroom, you pull your pants down and your phone falls in the toilet.
A lot of people have done that. You've done that one?
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
I did that one back at Toby Keith's Bar in Rancho.
Yes, that's a story.
Yep.
I think everyone has broken their phone before. Or the majority of people.
Some are more embarrassing than others. I would say you jumping in the pool, not that embarrassing, though.
I thought it was when I had to explain to everyone. But let's hear from you. Make me feel better this morning. The stupidest or most embarrassing way you've broken your phone before. 888-431-3764. Did I say the number right?
You got it.
Okay.
Just feeling helpless for 2 days because he jumped in the pool with his phone in his pocket.
Idiot. 38 years old. Get it together. Had no access to life. Nothing. I still don't have access to a lot of stuff.
It's really sad how much we depend on our phones.
I couldn't even pay. I'm like...
Oh, darn. I can't pay. Sorry, guys. Can you pick up my bar tab?
I owe people a lot of money.
714 texted in about how they broke their phone. They said they dropped a dumbbell on it while they were lifting at the gym.
That's sort of awesome.
I did this too, not because I was lifting. I was at physical therapy, but same thing. Dropped the weight straight on the cracked everywhere. And then, like you, I was helpless. I was like, I don't even know where there's an AT&T to go. So I was asking like the receptionist at the physical therapy place. I was like, can you Google where the nearest AT&T location is for me?
That's the other thing. You got to go find a computer and get MapQuest. You remember that?
Can you print them out? Yeah, with the actual map picture too. Ryan in Temecula, how did you break your phone?
So it's not embarrassing that it happened once. It's embarrassing that it happened two times over the course of 2 years, but fishing with a button-up shirt with my phone in my breast pocket and bend over to pull a fish out of the water, and out it goes right into the lake.
Again, look at the silver lining. At least you were bending over to get fish. It could have been a bad day on the lake.
That's true. They were both good days.
Did you get the fish, or in panic, did you lose
both? Oh, of course.
Both?
Oh, no. Forget the phone. I want the fish.
And did the phone just sink?
Oh, yeah, right to the bottom. Straight to AT&T when I was done.
Yep. They're like, you again, Ryan? Yep. How big was the fish?
Yep. Well, I don't know. I don't have any pictures. I didn't have my phone.
Even better. It was massive. I wish I would have been able to take a picture.
Record-breaking.
Right, exactly. Fish stories.
There are people out there as not intelligent as me, I guess. 951, I just got my first smartphone back in 2010, and I was getting in my car. I left it on the roof of my car and drove off, and I watched it slide down the windshield and shatter.
Oh, that's the worst when you see it, too. Almost like Ryan in
helpless.
The lake. Yeah, you're like trying. No, okay, it's gone. We're just going to write that one off. We want to hear from you. How did you break your phone? You can call or text us, 888-431-3764.
Well, when it comes to breaking your phone, people are very, very creative.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the way I would put it.
I jumped in a pool in Vegas over the weekend. Stupidly, I thought I was dumb. There's a lot more bad ways people have broken their phone. 909. My girlfriend was using a 20-ton forklift in our shop. She forgot her phone on the fender. Well, it fell. She ran it over. It looked like tiny diamonds everywhere.
Oh, yeah. That's one of those. It's gone.
God,
like, you know as you're doing it, like, well, I'm going to go to the phone store later today. Sean in Redlands, how did you break your phone?
So I work for UPS, and I work with the airplanes. Yeah, I had it in my safety vest pocket. Didn't realize it fell out. We blocked out the airplane, and I heard a crunching sound, and I realized a 747 just ran over my cell phone and crushed it into a million pieces.
What did that look like? Did you find any pieces?
It looked like confetti.
It was everywhere. Yeah, I mean, it's a very heavy airplane against a very tiny little phone. It stood no chance.
Can you imagine, too, doing the insurance claim on that? Okay, so how did you break your phone? Oh, a 747 ran it over.
Yeah, it was interesting to talking to Amazon about replacing my phone. Yeah, they're like, how did you damage it? I ran it over with my car. I didn't really want to tell them. That's an airplane. I was like, yeah, sure.
Jeff in Redlands, how did you break your phone?
Oh, I have a good one. I pulled out of a parking lot, and I usually set my phone on my console of my truck, and I went to go grab for it, and I go, oh, man, I had left it on my bumper. So I pull over, and I see it in the street, and here comes a car. Before I could get to it, ran right over it and smashed the screen.
You're like, no, everything's happening in slow motion.
I mean, there wasn't any cars when I pulled over. As soon as I get out of the truck, here comes a car, and I couldn't run and grab it, and all of a sudden, smash. And I went, oh, man.
Did it go through your mind for a second, maybe I can quickly pick this up in front of the car?
For a split second, but I'm not that quick, so.
Yeah, Jeff, we don't need you out there playing Frogger on the freeway, okay? Your phone's not worth it.
Right.
There are a couple times where you just know it's gone. Like, there's no coming back from this. Like, the 951 who said, I dropped my phone in the porta potty at Stagecoach. It remained there.
Yeah. I'm not picking that up.
Nope. Bye-bye. Hopefully you're not like guys been for the last 2 days and without a phone because your phone is broken, because the road to Stagecoach is coming up in 60 seconds.
It would not be good if you have been. I felt naked and lost.
Well, and you want to be able to call in if we call your name.
And that is the main thing.
Like the 909 who said their mom was putting up Christmas lights, dropped the staple gun, and it managed to fall directly in the middle of the screen and break it.
And you say to myself, what are the chances of that actually happening? The 951, I was plowing my yard and I didn't realize my phone had dropped off and I ran it over with the tractor.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Matt and Mentone, how did you break your phone?
All right. So years ago, I was changing one of my babies in the back of my hatchback and it was at nighttime. So I put my flashlight part of the phone. I propped it up in like the hinge of the door. So it could shine down so I could see what I was doing. And I took a mental note that it was there, but it didn't matter. I picked up my child. I took a step back and I started to close my hatchback and it wouldn't close. So I was like, what's going on? And I pulled on it a couple more times and then oh no. And I pulled it back and the back was separated from the front and I had it attached it with two zip ties for like the next 3 months until I could replace it. And then 2 weeks later, I broke it the exact same way.
You did it again?
I did it again a second time, like 2 weeks after I got my new phone.
Oh my gosh, back to the zip ties.
Back to the zip ties. It was the same thing, same location, same place even.
Dude, you're making me feel brighter, and that's hard.
I'm glad I can make your day, guys.
Hop in.